Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
And welcome into The View from Wayne America, as we are pleased to have Lynn Millick with Ponca State Park, the coordinator there. Lynn, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Lynn, we're approaching the weekend for the Missouri River Outdoor Expo. We'll be talking about some of the new events and all the attractions that the expo has to offer. But first, let's talk about yourself, coordinator at Ponca State Park, and kind of what's your job title, what's your day-to-day activities?
Well, we have several activities that go on throughout the year here at Ponca State Park, and what I do is I try to help organize those, make sure everything's running smoothly, and I work with an amazing team here at Ponca State Park that helps facilitate all the wonderful things that happen.
And now let's get into the Missouri River Outdoor Expo. Again, it's Saturday and Sunday, September 21st and the 22nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Let's get into some of maybe the new events that you have this year to the expo.
Well, something I'd like to mention, too, it is our 15th year for the Missouri River Outdoor Expo. So it's kind of a nice milestone to have hit and continue to go on past. Some of the new things that we're adding this year is, for kids, we're adding an area for them to try cooking, a little foil cooking on the campfire. There'll be two different recipes that they can pick and choose from. There'll be monkey bread and even pizza bites. So something that kids are very familiar with, and just giving a new spin on it that they can do themselves. In addition to that, we have a dog's agility sport team coming. They're going to demonstrate fly ball, nose work, and barn hunt. Now, these are different canine sports. And when they're done in between their demonstrations, they're going to let guests who have their canine companions with try their dogs on the courses and give them some tips. Maybe this might be a sport that they and their companion might want to pursue in the future. So in addition to that as well, we have lots of other things. We have antler scoring. So if you've always been kind of curious as to how they do the measurements on the points of the different antler racks and figure out, you know, if this is a prize-winning rack and things of that nature, we are going to have people that are experts in that area present teaching you how to do antler scoring. And then afterwards, you have the opportunity to enter in a contest where you can try and figure out what the scoring is on an antler rack of an antelope and an elk and even a white-tailed deer. And then we have the Wild Turkey Federation is going to be demonstrating some different shot patterns so you can figure out what works best for when you're out turkey hunting. And then we have an outdoor survivalist here. He is an expert outdoor survivalist. In fact, he won season 5 of The Alone Show on the History Channel. And so he'll be providing different tips on outdoor survival camping, and he's also going to be putting on a couple programs each day where he's going to talk to guests about his own personal experience. We also have a veterinarian present for a short time span of 1 to 3 both days. Her name is Dr. Brooke Gilbert, and she's going to be answering questions that you might have concerning your pet care. We have basic trapping going on. We have even music coming. We have a Schrammerly band coming on Saturday, and their genre is kind of a mix of country and rock. And then we're going to change it up a little bit on Sunday with the Paddywhack band, and they are more of an Irish and British style of music. So those are just some of the many new things. We also have optics present this year. So if you wanted to look into some options of different scopes and even binocs, they are here and will answer all your questions. We have, for our youth, our little tykes, we have a Nerf gun range for them this year. So, you know, they're watching their older siblings or even mom and dad trying out the archery ranges, and they're just not quite strong enough to pull that bow back. Well, we've got a Nerf gun range for them to give that a whirl and have some fun with. And then we have other things that are coming to the expo. So the list just keeps going on. And each year we like to add new things. And then we bring back a lot of things that kids and families have fun with and that they love, like the kayaking and the bow fishing and the archery and all our shooting sports, along with the rock climbing wall and the ropes course. Those are all coming back, and have lots of things for the kids and family to do. And then, too, if you're one of those people that loves to cook, we have the Dutch Oven Cooking Academy present, and they're trying up new recipes. And we also have kids Scout troops are from out the tri-state region are going to be putting on their own Dutch oven cooking contest on Sunday. And we have the barbecue challenge that's taking place on Saturday. And then we even have a program where it'll take you through the whole process of catching your fish and cooking it up and getting it down to serving it onto your table. So we have those programs, and we even have another gentleman that's going to do some family outdoor cooking, and the name of his program is Hot Tin Cold Feet. So that kind of gets your curiosity going as to what style of cooking this is. And so I'm not going to give that away. Come on out and check it out. And then, too, wild game cooking, if you'd like to try some samples, we're going to have some deer, we're going to have frog legs, and we're may even have a little turtle for you to give a whirl and see what you think of those.
Again, it's the 2019 Missouri River Outdoor Expo, and as Lynn talked about, the coordinator there at Ponca State Park, their 15th year. It's Saturday and Sunday. Lynn, let's talk about now any costs to get into the park and just to attend this expo as well.
There is a small fee for your, it's called a park permit, and that is per your vehicle. So you can put as many people as you want into your vehicle. For a licensed vehicle that's out of the state of Nebraska, it is $8 to get that vehicle in. If your vehicle is licensed in Nebraska, it's $6 for that permit, for a daily permit. If you already have an annual permit, you don't have any concerns to worry about. But if you don't, we do have those daily permits, so we try to keep it as affordable as possible. And again, put as many people as you want into your vehicle and bring them out and have a great time. Once you have entered the park and you've paid your park permit, everything else is free. All these activities and entertainers that we've been discussing, their programs are free. Come out, enjoy the day. In fact, come both days. You may not be able to get it all in one day.
Again, it's, as Lynn talked about, a free family weekend. Just have that park pass to get in. If you have your park pass already, you're set. Lynn, talk about, I guess, you have all these free events. So what makes it possible to host this every year?
We have some amazing sponsors and volunteers that assist us with this every year. We have... When you come, you can visit our website, MissouriRiverOutdoorExpo.com, and we have a tab. It's called the Sponsor tab. And go on there and look at the list of all the sponsors that really believe in the mission of getting everybody outdoors and enjoying the outdoors and experiencing some amazing new things. And if you see somebody on there that you visit frequently, please make a point to let them know that you thank them for sponsoring the expo. And so in addition to that, we have close to 900 volunteers that help us every year with making this event successful.
Well, Lynn, those were the main questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add about maybe you have some people that are new to Northeast Nebraska or they're coming in the area and they're visiting this expo for the first time?
We're open to the public 9 to 5 both Saturday and Sunday. And some people are asking questions about the flood because the river has been rising and things of that nature. We did experience some flooding on our riverfront, but that is not stopping the expo. What we did is things that we had scheduled on the riverfront, they're all happening. We're just shifting their locations. So it's going to be a great weekend. Things are happening, and we're just really, really excited and would love to see everyone come out and enjoy the day.
Again, Lynn Mellick, coordinator at Ponca State Park for the 15th Annual Missouri River Outdoor Expo. Lynn, appreciate your time and hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.